This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today our guest is Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, Assistant Professor of Dairy Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Jennifer, thank you for joining us. There are a lot of aspects to animal welfare, and you focus more on the biology or the behavior of the cow.
Correct. So my training is in animal behavior, and behavior falls under the animal's biology. So it's really about understanding the animal's perspective and essentially giving them a voice to better understand what leads to good welfare in dairy cattle.
We see dairy farmers getting so much more out of their dairy cow today. Is that because we're taking so much better care of them?
I think that's part of it. You know, throughout the history of dairy production in the U.S., producers have always been very conscious about production efficiency, and we've made great strides there. But part of that really is with our genetics. Of course, we've made advances in housing and management. But it is really nice when there is a kind of win-win story where we can make welfare improvements that benefit the cow that also improve the bottom line. But unfortunately, that's not always such a clean story. And sometimes we should consider doing things to improve the welfare of our animals that don't necessarily increase productivity or profitability, but it's really the right thing to do based on our understanding of their biology and behavior. So it does come down to an ethical decision sometimes of what's the responsible thing to do for the animal.
You're primarily Midwest, but you've traveled, seen some dairy operations. Are we doing a good job today of the dairy industry?
I think, though, on the whole, almost every producer that I've met with really cares about their animals, and they want to do the right thing for their cows. And I think part of the beauty of the dairy industry is that, at this point, we're not very vertically integrated. There still are a lot of independent farms, and that there are a lot of different paths to success. So when we talk about best practices, there isn't always one right thing to do. Every operation can look a little bit different, and what we really care about oftentimes is the outcomes from the animal's perspective. And I think that's part of what's so wonderful about dairy production is that producers really care and they can find their own different paths to success.
The work continues with animal welfare, and progress has been made through the years. We've seen that.
You know, there are certain things that we know our best practices, and we encourage everybody to follow those. So one example would be to use some kind of pain mitigation when dehorning calves. So that is a standard procedure where we're still learning a lot through research, but we know that at the bare minimum, people should be using lidocaine, meloxicam, or a combination of both. But there are other things like housing systems and general management practices where you can have different husbandry styles and different facility styles, and we're not trying to say everybody needs to be cookie cutter, everybody needs to look the same. And it's really important to look at the animals, look at how they're behaving, how they're performing, and evaluate those outcomes and not just try to dictate that every farm should look the same.
Getting cows off to a healthy start, very important, and more research that helps with animal welfare and the producer's bottom line when it comes to raising calves.
Yeah, and I think that that is a really nice win-win story where we know that a lot of research on calves have shown that when we do things like feed them a higher milk quantity compared to what we had traditionally done, that that helps their performance, and it also helps their welfare in terms of not experiencing negative feelings like hunger. And we're starting to see the same thing with social rearing of pre-weaned calves, where this growing body of research evidence has shown us that if you raise pre-weaned calves in groups of two or more, that that can improve their performance in terms of solid feed intakes, which translates into better growth and body weights, and that it also improves their welfare in a number of different ways. And so I think that that is a nice example of you can do things that improve welfare, and it can also lead to a better bottom line. But again, it doesn't mean that everybody has to use groups with auto feeders. You can have different group sizes. You can house them in a calf barn, or you can house them outside in hutches. And there's many different ways to achieve those positive outcomes.
Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, Assistant Professor of Dairy Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
There are signs that a U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement might finally be able to move through the official congressional ratification process. Secretary Sonny Perdue.
I know Ambassador Lighthizer was working very hard, had the Mexicans in last week, and hopefully we've gotten some resolution between the enforceability provisions that had been wanted by some and Mexico.
More from National Milk's Chris Galen tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.